We have more surprises here as we enter into our Star Wars live nativity. What we're going to do to begin here is I need a variety of different volunteers, okay? Some of these, well, they can be any age, really, but it's okay to mix older people and younger people. Older people, I'll leave that to you to interpret exactly what that means, okay? So first, I need a Gabriel, an angel Gabriel, also C-3PO. Who would like to be an angel Gabriel? All right. And I will do a foot card. Okay, you can stay seated, all right? You stay seated. Bonnie, I'll give you these to run down, okay? Don't get them in costume yet. Not yet. Okay. Next, I need a Mary, also Princess Leia. We need a Joseph, also Han Solo. Han Solo. There it is. All right. All right. Don't worry. We'll call you up at the right time. We need a Jesus slash Yoda. A Jesus slash Yoda. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Good. Okay. I need two angels slash fighter pilots. Who wants to be an angel? Do you want to be an angel? Okay. Angel, two angels. Angel, okay. Anybody else? Angel slash fighter pilot. Okay, Harlan, thank you. All right. I need two shepherds, also Wookiees, okay? Shepherds slash Wookiees. We got a shepherd right there. Right back there. Okay, we got one there and then one there. Right over there. Yeah, green shirt. All right, I need a star. You know, originally this was going to be a Death Star, but I just couldn't do it. So it's just a star tonight, right here. We have a star. Right? Not yet. Oh yeah, I did miss the sheep, yeah. Okay. We do need two sheep. Henry, right here. Simon, you want to be a sheep? Okay. Hold on, he doesn't want to do it. Another sheep, right here. Okay, yep. Okay. I need three Magi slash Jedi. Simon back there. We got Anna right here. All right, we got a Jedi right here. Jane. Okay. Yep, Simon right here. And the last part that I have is King Herod. King Herod, also Darth Vader. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. So it's going to be a little stop and start. What we're going to do is we're going to tell the Christmas story. And when I tell you and your particular character to come forward, we're going to stop. You quickly get into costume, and then we'll put you in a position. Now, this is not a play where you're like talking and moving around. The whole point is to take a position and stay there. It'll be just a couple of minutes. And so when we're all done, we'll have like a picture, a living nativity snapshot, okay? All right, and so Bonnie will help you to get in position. Okay. So, are we ready? Okay. We start in the only way that we could possibly start by saying this, that a long time ago in a village far, far away, something very amazing was happening to a young woman named Mary and her fiancé Joseph. God had something special planned, and so God sent an angel, Gabriel, who's Gabriel? Gabriel, Anna. Sent an angel Gabriel as a messenger saying to Mary, "Greetings, the Lord is with you."
Sorry.
You see, there we go. Got to be able to see. All right. Okay. Now, Mary was a little afraid, but Gabriel said, "Don't worry. God favors you, and you will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You will name him Jesus, and he will be a king of the throne of David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob, and his kingdom will never end." Mary was still nervous, but she agreed, saying, "Gabriel, may it be for me as you have said." Now, in those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. The first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph, belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary. Excellent. And Mary was And Mary was promised to him in marriage, and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son that they named Jesus. Jesus. There we go. And they wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyful news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you that you will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. So the angels, please come forward. And they said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's take our sheep." So shepherd and sheep, please come forward. "So let's take our sheep and go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Meanwhile, while all of this was happening, a star appeared over Bethlehem. A star. Right over here. We just got to get electricity. So a star appeared over Bethlehem. That's when magi from far away saw a star in the east and came to Jerusalem. The magi, Simon. The Magi. Yeah, and I should have said this, Yoda, it's okay to extend your lightsaber, just don't hit anyone. Here. So meanwhile, while this was happening, a star appeared over Bethlehem. Magi from far away in the east saw this star, and they came to Jerusalem. They were looking for the child Jesus, who had been born king of the Jews, because they wanted to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he became worried. King Herod. Now, Herod didn't like the idea. I know I took the batteries out. He didn't like the idea of another king being born, so he tried to trick the Magi into showing him where Jesus was. The Magi continued on from Bethlehem to Jerusalem to Bethlehem, and when they found Jesus, they gave him gifts. Then they bowed down and worshipped him. When it was time to leave, the Magi had a dream warning them of Herod's lies, and so they returned home to their country without telling King Herod anything about Jesus at all. Now, friends, that was all a long time ago in a village far, far away, and it was so long ago and far away that sometimes we forget what an amazing, wonderful, incredible night it really was. And so tonight, through the Word, with this living nativity and with a little help from some Star Wars friends, we remember this Christmas story. So what I'd like to do, since we're all assembled here and you guys are doing so wonderful, I want everyone to take a breath and just freeze in place for just about 10 seconds. And we'll all hold just a moment of silence while we look at this living nativity and the story that it represents. So may we remember this story not only on this special night, but every night. And may we find the courage to tell this story of the birth of the Christ child to others, for the life of the world, and for the life of all of those galaxies far, far away. Amen. Thank you to our volunteers. Excellent job. Wonderful job.